With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Messengers and guests at the 2022 SBC annual meeting in Anaheim, California, will have the opportunity to hear real-time translation of the proceedings in multiple languages via their own smartphone or mobile device. At the Anaheim Convention Center, a designated seating area will be made available for attendees to receive the live language translation. Over a Wi-Fi network, a signal will indicate the channel each language will be displayed on in a certain seating section. Volunteers will also be available to assist attendees or answer any questions. Jonathan Howe, Vice President for Communications for the SBC Executive Committee, said the translation effort was prioritized because of the diversity of both California Southern Baptist and the convention as a whole. The gunman who killed 50 people at a Catholic church in southwestern Nigeria opened fire on worshipers both inside and outside the building in a coordinated attack before escaping the scene, authorities and witnesses said earlier this week. Although Nigerian security forces have not yet identified who carried out Sunday's attack on the St. Francis Church in the town of Owa in the relatively peaceful Ondo state, analysts suggest they came from elsewhere in the West African nation, which is plagued by violence from various armed groups, kidnappers, and extremists. No one has claimed responsibility for the church killings, in which children were among the dead, and the gunman detonated some kind of explosive device. Scores of people were wounded, although an exact number was not released by overwhelmed hospital workers.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
A new television program will remind viewers of the positive impact of their work. The first episodes of SBC Coast to Coast will premiere on Acts 2 next week. Southern Baptists need some reminders of the good that is being done and the lives that are being changed every day, said John Graham, creator of Acts 2 and a member of the research and development team of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. The Acts 2 streaming service, a family-friendly alternative to television networks, started in November to provide a wholesome programming opportunity for Christian viewers. You can find the full story at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. I'm Brandon Porter.